Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Andrew Piché, we are guiding you through some Penn State football, some recruiting.
Greg Pickle's on assignment.
Greg Pickle is out on assignment. His assignment is to have as much fun as he possibly can. I think he's in Florida. So Andy's here again. You might have heard him earlier in the week here. We're going to get started. We're continuing our series looking at Penn State recruiting and really some of the trends that we've seen under James Franklin at the wide receiver position this time. We're going to have Ask Andy coming up, where your questions, Penn State football and recruiting, they might have originally been intended for Greg Pickle. Andy is going to answer them instead.
I'm not comfortable in that seat, brother.
Well, you're going to sit there anyway. You're going to sit there and you're going
to
like it.
I am. I'm used to being on your side of the ask questions, and I like that side.
All you got to do is ask questions and sit back and let the – like, I'll ask you a question. I'll just fall asleep till you're done, and then I'll wake up. Penn State basketball and Penn State wrestling is on the way, too. You have two programs maybe going a little different direction. Mm-hmm. So we'll touch on those as well. I want to get started with the wide receiver trends. We did quarterbacks and running backs. It's really just a big picture look at what they've tried to accomplish, what they've managed to accomplish, and where they're going, with a little touch of where they are on the depth chart, too, because it all is intertwined.
Right.
So wide receivers, the one thing that I thought was funny, they got an unbelievable class of wide receivers.
Ridiculous.
In 2018. So ridiculous. Daniel George, Jahan Dotson, and the big fish was Justin Shorter.
Yeah.
And James Franklin's comment about that position was that he wishes he would have gotten one more there. So they got three, and it's a position that is just loaded anyway. He had these three who are all super talented in their own way. And Penn State has just a ton of wide receiver talent and depth.
It wasn't enough. Yeah, it still wasn't enough. Tells you, the impact. The thing about the wide receiver position at Penn State under James Franklin was when he came in, to me, the first area of critical need they identified was the defensive backfield. The first position that he sort of recruited in his own ilk and made it, under the James Franklin recruiting style was the wide receiver position. I mean, it seemed like every year from the jump, he was getting wide receiver talent and stacking it up like cordwood, it seemed. And it was not just numbers, it was elite talent. So in my estimation, the very first position that James Franklin, sort of made in his mold was the wide receiver position. And now, 4 or 5 years down the road, now he's making it his elite position among many. But it is where they are getting the most consistent high-end talent across the board, in depth-wise. And that's because he made it his own almost right away. And, offensively, the wide receiver position, I think in the ideal offense that James likes to run, whether you're talking slot receiver, Z receiver, wide, whatever it is, tight end to a degree, but in any of the receiver positions, the wide receiver position has always been the most important position in the offense that he runs and that he likes to run and that he likes to have for his program. The receiver has always been a very, prominent and highlighted position, even going back to his Vanderbilt days as a head coach. This is the position that he thinks he needs to have the most depth at because it's the one that he thinks can have the most impact. And, so Saquon Barkley develops into a stud, but because in 17 defenses were focusing on him, they just took what they gave him and threw the ball down the field because they had enough dudes to spread the ball around. So, and they had a matchup nightmare tight end. But to me, it's the single most position that he has made in his own liking right away, and I think you're seeing that now.
I think I absolutely agree there. I think the position is, for James Franklin, if the skill position talent is elite and electric, it's going to make finding and deploying a quarterback – a lot easier.
Oh my gosh,
it's good. The overall health of the offense, when you've got guys who are freaks, who can beat cornerbacks off the line, who can get deep, who can get open, who are big, fast, strong, quick in space, make plays after the catch. It's just the overall health of the offense is boosted by that. And what I think in 2017, that's about as down as the wide receivers are going to get. That was about as much transition as you're going to see, because you lost your true number one.
You did.
And you didn't have a true number one.
Correct.
The development of Deshaun Hamilton.
Saeed Blackdell never emerged.
Never emerged. Juwan Johnson started to, but he was so young at the position. He was raw anyway. Wasn't quite ready week in, week out to be the number one. You saw, you know, you mentioned.
To the end of the year then.
You mentioned Miles Sanders as flashing. Juwan Johnson did more than flash. He emerged as your true go-to guy.
Absolutely.
And now you still have your DeAndre Tompkins. You still have that batch of, you know, jitterbug-type wide receivers in the 2017 recruiting class, who I think they were all brought in with dual purpose. Slot position, maybe your K.J. Hamlers, your Mac Hippenhammers. Cam Sullivan Brown, I think, is more in the DeAndre Tompkins mold, where you can't typecast him one way or the other.
Brandon Polk
from two classes ago. All those guys are going to vie for that slot position, but the double purpose is that they can help in the return game possibly too. That's what happened in 17. In 2018, you got everything you could possibly want. You know, you got all that in one in Justin Shorter. And so I think the big question looking at the 2018 class is how much of an impact, how quickly can Justin Shorter make?
How fast can he get on the field? That is, I mean, it's up to him. Because, you know, DeAndre Tompkins, do you lose as Penn State's offense if Justin Shorter doesn't get all the way there and DeAndre Tompkins is out there? And there's any lose for Penn State either way. If Justin Shorter comes in, you simply can't keep him off the field because he's just better at the position and can prove himself physically, run the routes, understand, you know, running after the catch, running off the ball, when he's a decoy, when he's a primary target, all those little nuancings. If the football IQ, which there's no indication it won't, equals the pure God-given talent that makes your jaw drop and you can't keep him off the field, then it's even better. But I don't think you lose with DeAndre Tompkins. But there's no reason to push. Penn State doesn't have to push this kid onto the field.
Right.
He just has to, if he's that good that he has to be on the field, then you get him on the field. And that's why I don't see a losing scenario.
He is and he will.
He's stupid good.
He is and he will. That's what I would say about that. But at the same time, you cannot forget about Daniel George. You can't forget about Jahan Dotson, because Dotson is
Originally kind of no room at the end for him at Penn State, correct?
Right. As best I understand, I think that's what the case was. And so he commits to UCLA. Then they go through a coaching transition at Chip Kelly. And I don't know if there was no room for the end, or if he wasn't comfortable, or if the two sides, you know, whatever happened there. It didn't work out at UCLA. And it's Penn State's gain, because I think all the things that you wish Deshaun Hamilton would have been as a high school prospect,
right,
Jahan Dotson is a little closer now than Deshaun Hamilton was as a high school kid.
So do you think Justin Shorter is better as a two primary number one guy behind Juwan Johnson? Is that his ideal role, or is he the number two guy?
I've said this before.
On the right-hand side.
What I want to see is for Justin Shorter to emerge. It might not be week one, but for pretty early in the season, to have it Juwan Johnson, Justin Shorter on the outside, DeAndre Tompkins as your slot. I think DeAndre Tompkins is the most Deshaun Hamilton like player.
Funny.
It's not, he's not the biggest, fastest, whatever, but he's gonna be the smartest. He's gonna create space using craft and savvy the same way Deshaun Hamilton
did. Great route runner. Yeah.
And I think I would love to see that combination.
Yeah, it's funny because on our show I talked about, you know, I brought that up to Ross. And Ross is like, they got so many other guys in the slot. But I'm like, I almost think
somebody's going to have to knock some socks off.
To a degree, you got to have DeAndre Tompkins, I think, on the field.
He's not the best fit as a perimeter wide receiver.
Correct.
And if Justin Shorter is the freak show we think he is, then that's going to justify that. But at the same time, you're not going to wait for Justin Shorter to wow you to determine what position DeAndre Tompkins is going to play.
Right.
That's either going to happen. We're going to learn about that in the next few weeks, or he's going to stay on the outside. That's going to be something we're going to learn soon.
I just think they got, I think they have 7 or 8 options for the 3 spots. And I think this is going to be, this is the norm rather than the exception. And this year is year one of sort of like, okay, how do you get on the field if you're the 6th or 7th guy? But I think this is year one of the what's going to be the Penn State norm at this position rather than the exception, simply because they're at that point and the way James Franklin recruits the position. And let's face it, they get dudes the ball.
Yeah.
They spread the ball around. The offense is designed, whether it's Moorhead or Ronnie, they take what they're given and they are not afraid to spread the ball around. They don't look to one person as a go-to receiver and then everybody else just kind of picks up.
Right.
I don't think they do that at all. That's a huge selling point, but the selling point is sold on Saturdays when you can see it. You know, there's not a consistent 100-yard guy since Chris Godwin. It was in and out last year. It became more Deshaun Hamilton was more consistent than anybody else. Yes. But that evolved. That wasn't by design.
Right.
It just happened that way. And then towards the last 3 games of the year, it was kind of hard not to throw the ball to Juwan Johnson
right.
on a consistent basis.
Right.
Because A, he makes a catch, and B, he ain't easy to bring down after he catches it.
Usage and development are on Penn State's side here, which is why they keep, 1 year after another, keep getting strong classes of wide receivers. This one, I think, is their strongest one.
Oh, by far.
Yet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's diverse. You know, the one sort of variable here is that you move on from Josh Gattis. And I don't know. We'll learn, you know, between development and recruiting exactly how big of a role he played. We just don't know much about David Corley to say one way or the other. But his move to wide receiver coach, I think, is good in the long run. Maybe James Franklin has had a bigger role in this than we think. But we'll see. There's a little bit of a potential disruption there.
Here's the other thing about the receiver position at Penn State that – this is the Josh Gattis factor. Remember how good of blockers they were?
Yes.
That's so underrated. Remember how good they were at blocking downfield? So in my opinion, that's the transition at the position coach. Can he develop these guys to be
that's
as good a blocker?
That's enforcing something James Franklin wants.
Exactly.
Right? So I think that that's going to stay at Penn State. It's not going to leave with Josh
Correct.
Gattis. But it is something that you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to see it. You're going to have to find out. All right, we're moving on here. We're going to do a little round of Ask Andy is coming up right after this. Your Penn State football and recruiting questions.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.